Blackstone presents The French Prize by James L. Nelson. This book is read by John Lee. To Nathaniel James Nelson, my son of whom I am so proud, I pass the literary torch to you. Chapter 1. Before Jack Biddlecomb came fully awake, before he had even opened his eyes or moved at all, he knew two things. One was that he had taken a severe beating. The other was that he had reason to be enormously pleased. He could not recall, in either case, exactly why that was. As to the beating, he recognized the signs right off. His body felt stiff and cramped, and he knew, even without experimentation, that certain movements would cause considerable pain. He could feel areas of bruised flesh in the usual places, gut, jaw, the side of his head. He could taste a faint trace of coppery blood in his mouth. Tavern brawl, he thought, to the extent that he was able to formulate any coherent thought. His condition had the earmarks of a shoreside rough and tumble, one that he had lost, apparently, and lost decisively. If that was not the case, if he had won, he hated to think of the condition in which his opponent must find himself that morning. He tried to recall, but was not yet awake enough, or indeed sober enough, to bring up the details of the night's adventures. He wondered if the sheriff would be coming for him. He wondered if he was, at that moment, in a jail cell. That possibility made him even less eager to open his eyes. Jack was only 19. But he had spent years enough in the rugged world of a merchant ship's forecastle to know well the results of a beating in a tavern. He had given and taken beatings in New York, Philadelphia, and Savannah, in Nassau and Kingston and Barbados, and once even in London. It was a self-imposed exile from the civilized world ashore in which he had spent his younger years, an exile from the officers' quarters aft that many considered his birthright. It left him with skills, knowledge, and sundry scars that were foreign to the coach and foreset from which he had sprung. And then he recalled the source of his pleasure, and with that he realized where he was, or at least where he should be. He gave an experimental kick with his right leg. The action caused considerable pain in his knee, but his shoe, he was still dressed to his shoes, he realized, connected with a wooden lee board, which told him he was in the berth of the master's cabin of the 220-ton, full-rigged merchant vessel Abigail, which was his command, his first command, at 19 years of age. He tried to open his eyes, but that effort met with less success than the exploration with his foot. His left eye was sealed shut. Why, he did not know. Dried blood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?